They indicate their market value, that they think it's worth more than what we have here. I have it at 135,940. They put opinion of market value is 142,746.
Yeah, we're lower.
So, okay. Well, maybe they just didn't understand something. I'll call them up.
So their classification and valuation?
Yes. Condos, yeah. Maybe what's on here is not what's on the card.
Please leave a message and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Wendy, my name is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. I know we're calling you early, but we were hoping we could possibly take you up a little bit early. I'll try to call back here in a bit. Thank you. All right, let's
go on. Like I said, across the board, the cards are going to be off by that little bit, maybe 5%, because of it going down, and it affected everybody with the structure. That's the way.
Well, does our sheet show the price after the lower, in other words?
Okay, so what I'm showing on here is 135,940. What are you guys showing?
That's what we have. Okay. That's what we have.
Yeah, same.
So that one's updated. That's the updated figure.
That's the updated figure.
Okay, so whatever they've got on their card is probably what they're appealing. That's probably why they...
Yeah,
okay.
Let me see.
Gotcha.
My girls
right.
Usually make a copy of that card here, so...
You had it up just a minute ago.
Yeah, that's what's on the card for May 15th.
What did their card say?
142,746.
Well, that's what they indicated was it was worth.
Yeah, well... But they purchased it for $225.
And Yeah. Maybe we'll get to spend 20 minutes on that call too. Yahweh Holdings. That's BOE 109.
Classification.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we're calling early, but would you have a moment that we could take this up?
Sure, yeah. Give me 1 second. Let me get over my desk.
Okay.
Be fine.
Is this just a property that's owned here in Taney County that's in a rental program?
Yeah, so it's a condo over there at Roar Creek that I have.
Okay.
I was talking to our property manager, and she was asking about our tax thing that we've done. We're basically classifying it as
right.
100% commercial.
So right. Does Yahweh or the owners of Yahweh own any more properties besides that one in Taney County?
No, that's my wife and I's LLC.
Okay.
So that's the only one we own. It's just a one bedroom.
All right, what we've been doing on these that are put into nightly rental, if you just have one, we've been giving a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential, but if you purchase any other ones in Taney County and put them in a nightly rental program, they would be 100% commercial. Now,
okay.
Given that information, can I go ahead and make that motion?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I would, on BOE 109, I would make a motion. We classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. All in favor?
Excuse me.
Have a second.
Yeah, I'll second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You should get a decision within a couple of days. We appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. I'm going to go on to BOE 110.
Value and class.
Okay. This might be another one where they got a card before the reduction went down, so we'll see. Let me know if you find any other ones.
Looks like just one.
Okay.
reached the voicemail for Dan Bender. Please leave me your name, contact information, and a message, and I'll return your call. Thanks.
Dan, this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. I know we're calling early, but we're hoping we can try to take you up a little bit earlier. We'll give you a call back here in a bit. Thank you.
Before you move on.
Yeah, we only got one more on the before we start on the.
The one you just tried to call.
Okay.
When you look it up in the addresses, he's got a different address down now, but the address that he's got several things under, it's called. It's 386 Grebnar Road, and he's got DJJJEP and DJDJ. I mean, actually, it's just two. Sorry. It's very close to some other ones in there, so.
What's the other corp?
The other one's called DJJJ.
DJJJ.
DJJJEP. So then his address that he's got, 708 Lake Road, must have been changed from what I'm seeing for the mailing address. DJ, DJ, so. So if you put the mailing address, 386 Grebnar, G-R-E-B-N-A-R, that brings up that property and another one.
The DJJJ. Okay. All right. Well, we'll try to figure that out when we call him. All right. I'm going to go on to BOE 123, which is the last one on the docket today. My name is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. I know we're calling early, but I didn't know if we might be able to take you up a little bit early. Is it a good time?
Yeah, I'm at a lunch appointment, but I'm assuming you're going to tell me 7525 and we're done.
Assuming this is the only one that the LLC or the owners own in Taney County, I could probably do that.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. What we do, as you probably already know, is that on the first one, with the LLCs with common ownership, if you start buying other properties in Taney County and using them as nightly rental properties, then those are 100% commercial. But we allow you to classify the first one or the one of your choice as the 7525, assuming that they're all in Taney County. I mean, but obviously, that's the only thing we deal with. Do you understand kind of how we do that?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that was how it was presented to me a couple of years ago, but then it just got pumped back up. So.
I understand. With respect to this particular property, which is BOE 123, and before I make this motion, did you say we already did this 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. As to BOE 123, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I'll second that.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, motion passes. You get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning Taney County. Enjoy your lunch.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to try to go back to BOE 87, and I'll call both numbers. Well, you indicated that the numbers on the sheet, they can't answer. Is that right?
No, the information we were given correct.
Okay, so I need to call the second number. Okay.
Rory Davis just returned our call. He's on BOE 108. Yep.
All right. BMO property is okay.
Page 3.
Thank you.
All right. And did you indicate that this is the only one that you found?
Yes.
That's BOE 108. All right. Hello, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. I think you called in just a minute ago, and is it a good time that we could take this one up?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Just a couple of questions. With respect to BMO, does the LLC or the owners own any other properties in Taney County besides this one?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And this is occasionally put in it, or it's put in a nightly rental program?
Yep, occasionally.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, with respect to this property, as you may already know, we generally, on your first one, will classify them as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, but any other properties after that that are put in a nightly rental program that are owned by the same owners or LLCs would go to 100% commercial.
Yep.
All right, with respect to BOE number 108, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, you'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning Taney County.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, I'm going to go back to first page, BOE 87. Try that again.
Please leave your message for 417-774-238.
David and Terry, this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. I was trying you back again. We'll try you back again at the end of the docket. Thank you. All right. Now we'll get the large group again. Let's see. We're a lot closer to their time, so hopefully they'll answer.
Call now.
Already left a message there, so that puts us back down again to page 5, I think. I'm going to try BOE number 70 again. Well, no, that's not 70, 71. They may also be on it's Arizona. I don't know if they're on Mountain or West Coast. Huh? Okay, I've already left a message on. Basically, we got three calls left, it looks like to me, because the one is a group of several. So,
oh.
Is this something needs to be on the record or take a